Now, God says it's my time. I want you to know something. You're going to make a decision today whether you're a Christian or not. See, what I mean by that is this. You're going to really ask God if you're his child. And if you're his child, he has a plan for you. He has a purpose for you. He has a place for you in the temple. He has a place for you to be, to experience your Pentecost and to find your track and how that fits in the body, how that affects the world. It doesn't matter what profession you are doing. It doesn't matter what area you are. You have to live for the kingdom. Now, this is what he said. Two decisions we're going to make. You know why I'm telling you this? Because you're going to see it happen. And it's going to escalate. And God wants me to prepare your heart. Two decisions. You can serve God and the purpose of God because you're desperate to know what it is and you're desperate to do it because you're in love with him. But because God loves us so much, if we don't go that route, he will cause us to serve him through devastation. And this is what the Lord said. Now is the time. The Pentecost we're about to start experiencing from here now is God cannot allow lukewarmness anymore. And because it's not in us to make it happen, God is going to do it. This is what he's going to do. Now, you're going to see something begin to happen to you, to this world, to the church. And it will begin with you this morning. You're going to radically repent and ask God to give you a desperation for him. A desperation to serve him and know your purpose. God showed me, says, I will not leave anybody anymore without them knowing why they were born, why they are in the kingdom for such a time as this. This is what God told Esther. He says, it's either you understand why you are in the kingdom for now, or you lose that position and you lose your life and your family. And if you refuse to serve the purpose, I will use somebody else. Because that purpose has to be done because it's God's timing.